uncontrolled weakness. Wednesday on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Tuesday, and you are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. I'm Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And this is the Refresh radio program where we want to bring the Word of God to you. You know, in the land of darkness, light is refreshing. When it's where it's hot, a cool weather is refreshing. And in a day and time where people constantly berate you with bad news, I bring you a word of good news today. Jesus is on the throne. He rules and reigns. He wants you to be with Him, and He has done all of the hard work. You and I, all we have to do is put our faith and trust in Him. And so we want to thank you for making this part of your day. We're going to spend the next half hour with you today in Proverbs chapter 8, where we are discussing the importance of seeking wisdom and seeking wisdom diligently. Okay, that's where we're going to be. And we would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our services this Sunday. This Sunday I'm going to be preaching a message that God has given to me about life after the resurrection, life after the resurrection. What does life look like for us now? We are no longer victims because Jesus Christ was victorious. And so we'd like to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God Sunday morning at 10:30. And I will be preaching a message that God has given to me. So look forward to seeing you there. Also, this is the offering spring fundraiser for WMIE 91.5 FM. If you would like to partner with them over the next 6 months to make sure that the budget is met, it's not a crazy outlandish budget. It's a very reasonable budget. And, you know, this somebody, my daughter got married here almost a month ago, and someone said, you know, when we watch your Facebook live feed, that the sanctuary, you know, doesn't look as luxurious as what it appears. And I said, you know, I'm more of a function guy than I am over extravagance. I said, you know, I want to make sure that something works, and then I leave it to other people to make it look good. And I will tell you, the studios here are nice, but they are not wasteful in any sort of way. And so I can tell you that investing in WMIE is an investment that is worth making, and we appreciate your partnership as we continue to take the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the community. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 8 today. Yesterday I was finishing up in verse number 26, I believe, is where I concluded. So verse number 22 says this: "The Lord possessed me wisdom at the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning before there was ever an earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills I was brought forth, while as yet He had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Now, let me pick up where I left off yesterday, and so we're going to pick up in verse number 27. It says, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. Okay, so whenever I hear astrophysicists describe, you know, their measurements on how far or how large the universe is, and many times they will say, you know, and it is expanding. And so they spend a lot of their time looking for what is beyond the heavens. And so when they are looking to understand what is taking place in the cosmos, they are looking for wisdom. They're looking for what laws operate in that particular region. So they have sent satellites and probes out into the cosmos to try and ascertain what is taking place out there. And I will tell you this, whenever you go searching in the heavens, you've got to remember that before the heavens existed, it was not nothingness that was there. Wisdom was there. God was there. And so no matter how many light years you go out, you're still going to find the wisdom of God. I was watching one of these programs years ago. I believe it was something like, I think the title of it is How the Universe Works. And it was talking about deaths of stars that once burned bright and then they ceased to exist. And one of the people on this program, and I love this, especially during the resurrection season, she said, in our universe, death makes life happen. I just about had revival right there in front of the television because Jesus' death made life happen for us. His resurrection made life happen for us. And so whenever I'm watching these programs, many of them are produced in such a way to try and undermine faith, but sometimes they just can't help themselves, and they disclose a statement that reflects the wisdom of God, and it actually affirms and confirms spiritual truth. So I was talking to you yesterday about climate change and archaeology and things like that. On one of these programs, they were talking about the dynamic solar system that we live in and how it kind of our orbit around the sun, it kind of increases and decreases. Sometimes it's the shape changes a little bit to where it's a little flatter, and so the distance away from the sun increases, and that's what brings about the changes in our climate. And then they said something like this, and so this is really kind of the condition that we're in. I'm not saying that, you know, people don't do some bad things to the environment and things like that, but I will tell you this, there is a God who rules and reigns in our atmosphere and in our heavens. And, you know, there's wisdom there. So man, like I said before, man's always looking for what's beyond the universe. So they send probes beyond our solar system, and then they have a name for that region beyond that, and they're looking what is beyond the farthest thing that we've ever seen or the farthest thing that you can comprehend. And so let me just help you just a little bit. I'm gonna save them a lot of money. If you want to know what is beyond the cosmos, what is beyond our solar system, it's quite simply this: God. God's out there. And you're going to find his wisdom at every turn. Before the heavens were created, God and his wisdom existed. That's in verse number 27. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. So let's not look so far out into heavens that we miss the atmosphere that God has created for us. It's not just one element. There is a combination of elements that create the atmosphere. We were created to live in the atmosphere that exists here on earth. You say, well, how can you speak that so confidently? Well, it's quite simply this. We talked about on yesterday's program that the wisdom of God existed before the depths were created, before the oceans were created, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But if you take a human being and you force them to live without some sort of mechanical assistance underneath the surface of the water, they're not going to live. You know why? Because they weren't created to live in that atmosphere. If you take a fish out of that atmosphere, if you take that fish out of the depths of the ocean, that's a different atmosphere, and you take them out of the atmosphere they were created to live in, and they're not going to thrive in that one. If you take man to outer space, they have to have mechanical assistance in order to be able to live in that environment, and that can only be done for a short period of time. You were created on purpose by God, by design, to live in this atmosphere. There's only one change between the creation of Adam and Eve and the atmosphere that they lived in and the atmosphere that we live in, and that one change is sin. Sin radically changed things. And they went from a peaceful walk in the garden with God every evening to living in a hostile place. And God is still longing to have fellowship with man. But, you know, thank God for the wisdom that he utilized at creation, because the wisdom of God caused there to be the provision for a Savior before sin had ever entered the world. Before man ever existed, Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. So you're going to find in the atmosphere that God's wisdom is there. Now, a lot of people say, oh, it's just an amazing miracle. They won't use the word miracle. It's just an amazing chance against all odds that all of this existed. Well, let me tell you one more thing it says. It says here that in verse number 28, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits so that the waters would not transgress his command. So I want you to see that he created the oceans as well. The oceans are not a great big dump. They were created with a specific purpose. Many nations around the world are able to sustain their populations because of the things that God created that are taking place underneath the waters, the fish that are brought forth. And so we have to utilize the wisdom. We can't abuse the wisdom of God. We cannot abuse the atmosphere that God created. If we do so, we suffer many times irreparable harm. Now, you know, and from, you know, what I've said or seen before, you know, that there's a great lack of awareness of what underneath the surface of the water really looks like. Verse number 29 has something very interesting to say. It said, when he assigned to the sea its limits so that the waters would not transgress his commands. I want to tell you that when you are seeking the wisdom of God, you are going to find that in God's wisdom, he creates boundaries for you and for me. He created boundaries for the ocean. He created boundaries for the land. He created boundaries for the atmosphere. He creates a boundary for the solar system. Everywhere you go, there are going to be boundaries. It's not that he is a God that is trying to hinder you from growing. Anything like that is absolutely false. God wants you to grow. God wants you to increase. It's the devil that wants to keep information from you. It is the devil that wants to keep revelation from you. It is the devil that wants to keep the word of God from you. God just wants you to know that there is power, there is authority, there is influence with boundaries. So, I have through the year, at one point in time, I had like 17 keys. I don't know that how many keys I've got on my keychain right now. At one point in time, I had 17 different keys just to the church building. Every door had a different lock. And so in order for me to operate as the pastor, I had to have all of those different keys. Well, I said, you know what? We need to do something about that. And so the people at Secure, Safe, and Lock, Andrew is the owner of that. And they came and they created where there's just a few keys that are necessary for people to get to whatever part of the building they need to get to. And then he gave me a key where I can get to almost everything. Now, we've added a few padlocks and things like that through the years, but there's a wisdom in all of that. Now, if I have access to every part of the property at Merit Assembly of God, every room, every building, I have access to it all. If I go to a different church, I don't have the same authority there that I have at Merit Assembly of God. I am the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. I'm the pastor to several people that listen on this radio program that are unable to come out to our physical services, but they still consider me their pastor. I have authority to speak into those situations, but if you take me to a different church, I have boundaries. I'm not intimidated by those boundaries. I am not insulted by those boundaries. I thank God for boundaries. You see, if you take millions of gallons of water and you spread it 1 inch deep across, you know, a few hundred acres or 1,000 acres or exponential number of acres. If you just take it and you put that, all that water 1 inch deep all across that area, you're going to get a very marshy, swampy area. But if you take that same volume of water and you put it in storage capacities or you put it inside riverbanks, all of a sudden you are going to find that the more substantial the boundaries are, the greater the influence or power that water is going to have. And pretty soon you get that down into a 3/4-inch pipe that comes into your house, and so that you turn the spigot on and water comes out with a great deal of force. It might even be a 1/2-inch pipe. I don't know what size comes into your house. I'm not in the construction requirements, but all I know is this: if it wasn't for the boundary of the pipe and the boundary of the tank and the boundary of the pipes that were bringing the water to my house, I would turn on the water and nothing would happen. But because of the boundaries, we have running water in our homes. You know, God gives us His Word, and it's not that He is trying to hinder us from enjoying any aspect of life. He has created you to live an abundant life, a powerful life, a godly life. And part of that is through the establishment of boundaries. There is wisdom in boundaries. A lot of times parents, and there were some growing opportunities that we had in our parenting situations. And so at one point in time, we said, you know what? We have kids. I mean, they love Jesus. They're in church. And sometimes we relaxed the boundaries. And if that happened, and we learned from that situation because their behavior suddenly violated the boundaries that we had had before, we had no problem adjusting and saying, okay, we're going to establish this boundary. So one of the boundaries that we had when our kids were growing up, they're all adults, they're all grown, they're all thriving, they're all married, they love Jesus, they're doing great. If their behavior started manifesting in a way that we did not want, then we created a boundary with them being able to watch television. Say, you're not watching television. So, you know, each one of the kids were motivated differently, but I tell you, at that point in time, if you took television away from them, that was like taking a smartphone away from your kid now. All of a sudden, you know, television might not be that big of a thing now, but back then it was huge. And so you say, well, how did you control that? Well, we went over, we unplugged the television, we picked it up, and we put it in the closet. And pretty soon, we found that their behavior returned to what it was supposed to. I know that smartphones are great and they help us, but they also have an addictive property if you're not careful. And so don't let that convenience operate without boundaries. There is wisdom from God in boundaries. The Ten Commandments are things that you should do. These are things that you should not do. You know what those are? They are boundaries. So now, I don't want you to think that God is trying to restrict you. The boundaries that God establishes are designed to set you up to succeed. And the more faithful you are at one level, then at some point He's going to say, okay, you need to stretch your tent stakes. You need to enlarge your capacity because you've been faithful at this level. You've learned the principles of the kingdom. You're operating with wisdom. And so we're going to increase your supply so that you will continue to operate with wisdom, with the new boundaries that are established for you. So I just want to share this with you today, because many people think that you get to a place where you operate without restraint. Let me tell you what the Bible says, that people perish for lack of vision. The better translation for that is people perish because they've cast off restraint. When they operate without boundaries, people suffer. Why does God establish boundaries? Because he doesn't want people to suffer. So he describes biblical relational boundaries. He describes financial boundaries. The borrower is servant to the lender. And man, you look around at things that are going around in society right now, and you know, it is the golden rule. He who owns the gold rules. That's not the golden rule from the Bible. The golden rule from the Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But there are financial boundaries. There are wisdom. There are relational boundaries. And everywhere you look, I mean, every time you go to the ocean and you see that the waves stop at a certain point in time. Now, I know there's high tide and low tide, but one of the verses that I like is that where it describes that God spoke to the oceans and he says, this is where your proud waves halt. Even in a place of pride, God will only allow that to go so far. When the sons of God, as it describes in Genesis, were crossing boundaries with the son, with the daughters of men, he said, no, that is too far. That you missed the boundary. And so Jude talks about that there are groups of created beings that are kept away from mankind for all of eternity. You know why? Because they violated the boundaries that God established. Sin violates the boundaries that God establishes. The wisdom of God says, you know what? Where God has established a boundary, I'm going to acknowledge it, I'm going to appreciate the wisdom of it, and I'm not going to test that boundary. You know, a lot of times growing up, people want to test the boundary. I've been told that people who buy a brand new cow and they put it in a pasture, that the first thing that the cow does is walk all the way around the perimeter of the property to see if there are any weak spots in the boundary, just to see if they can get out. And if they can, they will. But once they know that the boundaries are secure, they feel free to eat. When our kids were newborns, we wanted them to have as much space. I mean, you know, mom's belly was a little constraining there for 9 months. And so we'd put them right in the middle of the baby bed. And we would wake up the next day and we'd say, and we'd find the son, our son that was the first one that did this, and he'd have his head pressed so hard up against the rails of the baby bed that you could see little red marks on his head from the rails. And we had the baby bumper and all that sort of stuff in there. But I said, what in the world is going on? And he found security and peace in the boundary. It reminded him of the boundary he had been living in. And I want you to know God loves you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.